a lot of the things that have to do with healing and a lot of the things that have to do with life are in the intuitive realm. We can validate it sometimes by science, but really it's the intuitive look into the world is what the action is in life. And then you have the limbic system, which is built on top of this reptilian system. It's the system that's evolved in mammals. So it's what separates mammals from other animals. You can't be alone. That's a law. What we really want to do is give the limbic system its due and really place it in terms of how important it is. Because if we're talking about our lives, we're talking about parenting, we're talking about being happy, all those things, we got to pay attention to the limbic system. If we have a ton of ideas, and we, you know, we're thinking like we're letting our mind wander and we have a ton of ideas, what do we do? What makes us do one of those ideas? How we do that is going to be from our limbic system. It's
yes.
going to be our what we like, what our emotions are telling us, how we're feeling. It's going to give us the motivation to make sense out of all those ideas and to actually lead us in a direction in our life. If someone asked me, well, who would be a good therapist for this particular person? I don't think, well, it's the brightest person. I think, well, who would really tune in to this person? Who would really understand on an emotional level the essence of the concept, which is looking at the world in an entirely different way, looking at it as an emotional network that we all soak in all the time. And actually, it is very revolutionary, because when people get it, when they actually understand and get the feeling, it's life-changing. We do want to have people look at things differently, and where decisions are to be made to go in the direction of more attachment and more connection. A lot of self-help books actually teach or try to teach people to do something alone. And that's just doesn't work. The adage that we can tell our children what to do and that'll work, it won't work. Our children will see how we are, and that's what they'll learn. That's how they'll be. We're also arguing for correct a bias. Don't hold the old bias, because it gets all of us into trouble. Give the limbic system its due. Give the emotional system its due. And you know, in some ways, we better give it its due. Love, we really define as that sense of connection and that sense of attachment that we all have for each other as human beings. If things go optimal, if you know, in terms of the laws or rules of the emotional life, then one achieves a state where they can really enjoy intimacy. We've had a thought that developmentally we're set, and then we can't change emotionally, we can't change as an adult, but we can, and we can do it through our contact with other people.